The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. The Lord is calling us to greater compassion and meekness today. So I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about my prayer time tonight. We spent some time dancing together and just being very close and just appreciating one another. I've been running around like a one-armed paper hanger lately, not being able to spend the kind of time that I normally spend with the Lord in intimate fellowship. And it's been very painful. Our conversation began when after three songs he wanted to speak with me, which is normally, three songs is wow. Normally we spend at least 45 minutes to an hour together first. But it is late and I am off my schedule and he really wanted to get this message across. So I complied and I said, I know it's late, Lord, but I miss being with you. Please, can you help me back to that sweet space where I'm really able to worship you and rest in your presence? I really miss you. He began, I know how you feel, Claire, but you're doing a necessary work, and I'd rather you do that than enjoy my company in this moment. When you're finished, if you ever finish before I come for you, then you can rest and pray. Are you serious, Lord? I would rather you give all you have to give and leave nothing out. Who knows what will touch the souls who listen to this CD? I guarantee you, all of those songs are from me, and my words will not return to me void, but they shall accomplish their purpose. Did I not tell you that you would be giving all that I gave you, and that your purpose would be completed on this earth, that there would be no song unsung, that you would finish the work I'd given you to do? Did I not tell you this months ago? But I am keeping a close eye on you and drawing you to my heart frequently. Claire, this will be over soon enough. Work while you have the light. Please don't try to second-guess me about having sufficient time for this or for that, whether banking will go on or not, whether the albums will be delivered or not. That is not your call or your concern.